Nelson, sister, MJ. Carroll House, Tacoma Park, Maryland, April 28, 1904. Dear Sister Nelson, I am thankful to be able to report that my health is very good. I have a nice, comfortable room, almost as large as my office room at home. The room has four large windows and is on the second floor. It has in it two bureaus, a washstand, a center table, several chairs, and a bed. The house is large, but would not be at all suitable for two families. There are four rooms on the third floor. W.C. White and Clarence each have a sleeping room on this floor, and Clarence has an office. On the second floor, there are three large bedrooms and two smaller rooms at the back. Sarah and Maggie sleep in one of the larger rooms, and I have one. Maggie does her writing in one of the back rooms. On the first floor, there is a small sitting room and a large dining room with a kitchen and pantry. Across from the sitting room, there is a very large room which W.C. White uses as an office and in which the brethren hold their committee meetings. The rent of the house is high, $50 a month, and we shall not keep it any longer than we can possibly help. It has rained almost every day since we came. Sunday and Monday were cloudy, but not wet. But we have not yet had a really bright day. I have been to see the land that has been purchased. The location is very good. There are two beautiful building sites on it, something like the rise of ground on which Willie's house is built. Right through the land, from north to south, flows a beautiful stream of water, which is worth more than gold to us. The water has been analyzed by experts and has been pronounced pure. You may be assured that we shall return to California as soon as possible. I expect that by next September, we shall once more sit under our own vine and fig tree. May 10th, 1904. I wrote you the foregoing and thought that I had given it to the girls to be mailed, but I found it in my room today. I can assure you that I would very much like to be in my own home again. We miss our canned fruit, but we have an abundance of good food, and I will be thankful and will not grieve the Spirit of God by repinings and ingratitude. When we arrived here, the trees in the woods had hardly begun to put out their leaves. Now they are all green. Near the house, there are several very large lilac bushes. The buds on these were just beginning to swell when we came. Now the bushes are in full bloom, and the air is filled with fragrance. This place pleases us more than many places would. Our house stands on a high rise of ground, and from the windows of the third story, we can, on a clear day, look for miles and miles over the country. Yesterday afternoon, we planned to drive to a place called Wildwood, but we had a thunderstorm and could not go. We shall go this afternoon, perhaps. Yesterday, I had a visit from Elder Sheaf, who has charge of the church here in which both white and colored people assemble. He came to ask me to speak in this church next Sabbath. He will invite the members of the colored church to be present. Some little difficulty in regard to the color line exists here, but we hope that by the grace of God, things will be kept in peace. Under the labors of Elder Sheaf, many colored people in this city have accepted the truth. 16 were baptized the Sabbath before last, and 7 last Sabbath. I was only too glad to promise that I would speak in the church next Sabbath. Last Sabbath, I spoke in our new church. The building was rededicated, and I was asked to preach the dedicatory sermon. The Lord helped me, giving me words to speak, which I am told were wholly satisfactory. I hope that you will all be greatly blessed by the Lord. In our seasons of family worship, my petitions ascend for you all. Be of good courage in the Lord. Glorify Him by praise and thanksgiving.